Well, as the coronavirus continues to spread exponentially around the globe, many Australians who live with a disability and their carers and support workers are facing tough economic and social hardships as social providers downscale and withdraw basic services. One solution is to extend the eligibility criteria of the federal government's $550 COVID-19 supplement payment, announced as part of its second round of stimulus spending. However, recipients of the Disability Support Pension and Carers Allowance have been flatly refused this payment. Senator Jordan Steele joins us, the disability spokesman for the Australian Greens, and he explains to Jared McLaughlin why this supplement should be offered to disabled people and their carers.
Well, the only clear answer that they've given on this is that the supplement is for those that will be financially impacted by the virus, by the subsequent economic downturn, and they do not believe that DSP recipients or carer payment recipients are in that category. So that is their argument. I do not agree with it. I think it is an outrageous argument.
No, I don't agree with it either.
No, it is awful, and that's why the Greens are campaigning to have the supplement given on those pension payments.
So basically, everyone else is only going to get two one-off set payments of $750. It's been unpackaged as the one-off economic support payment. Do you think that is enough for people with disabilities and those who have chronic illnesses or immune suppressed and or immune compromised conditions?
I think that everyone that is on the DSP, that is on the carers payment, that is on job seeker, etc., should receive the supplement, the fortnightly supplement. I think that there is no case whatsoever for the exclusion of folks on those two payment types. Let's pick apart the government's argument here. So they say that to say the DSP recipients won't take a financial hit based on, you know, the crisis and the subsequent economic downturn. If you're on the DSP, you could have been working 14 hours a week, because that is what is allowed. And you're competing in the job market just like everyone else. So you may not be able to get that work anymore. And so that is a financial hit. In addition to that, you now have to take, if you want to keep yourself as safe as you can, you now have to take bespoke travel options like Uber or taxis, rather than catch public transport as you otherwise would have done. That is a financial hit. You also need to purchase sanitary equipment like hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, and you have to use them at a higher rate, both because you are at a greater risk and because you needing to clean more equipment like wheelchairs, like other assistive equipment. So those things constitute a financial hit. If we take all of this together, we can see that disabled people will be financially impacted, and that is before we even consider that many of us were living below the poverty lines at extraordinary rates before this crisis occurred.
Now, you are saying, you made a reference when you were talking about your response to the federal government refusing to extend the COVID-19 supplement payment to other welfare recipients, including those on the DSP and the carer allowance and carer payment. You actually are calling on Minister Anne Rushton, who is the Federal Minister for Families and Social Services, to intervene and to use her ministerial powers to extend the eligibility criteria for the supplement. Do you think that she's able to do that?
Yes, she's been granted powers under the legislation passed with the stimulus package to make broad changes to the welfare arrangements in this country. And so she does have the power, and it is the Greens' position that she should use it to include the DSP and to include folks receiving the carer payment.
If there is the slightest sliverest of chances that people who are on other welfare payment and pension schemes will get this supplement and receive another $550 per fortnight, What do you think that is going to do in a way of improving the quality of financial stability for people who are disabled and for their carers, their families and their support workers?
Well, it will help us in doing those bits and pieces that I just mentioned, purchasing the protective equipment and the sanitary products that that we need. It will help us in acquiring transport, and it will help with the other increased costs that are associated with this crisis, such as paying multiple delivery fees for the drop-off of shopping that previously we may have been able to do at our local supermarket. So all of those costs will be assisted with by the increase in this payment.
Senator Jordan Steele-John, Disability Spokesperson for the Australian Greens, speaking with Jared McLaughlin. We have contacted the Minister's office, Anne Rustin, and a spokesperson did say that people on disability support pension and carers get two $750 economic support payments.